This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Carbondale residents could see smoke from prescribed burns this spring. Pitkin County, the Forest Service, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife are combining forces to burn up to 300 acres east of Highway 133 in Avalanche Creek. This is part of a program to improve habitat for elk, deer, bighorn sheep, and other wildlife. Fire adds nutrients to the soil, which makes a healthier habitat for those species. The controlled burns will also reduce the amount of fuel that could ignite a forest fire. 20 firefighters will be on hand to control the burn, which will take place in either April or May, when conditions aren't too wet or too hot. The winner of Aspen Word's second ever literary prize is announced tonight at a ceremony in New York City, and book lovers can attend a local viewing party at the Pitkin County Library. Arts and culture reporter Kristen Kay has more.
The prize honors a work of contemporary fiction about a modern social issue. Last year's winner was Exit West, Mozin Hamid's magical realist novel about refugees. This year's nominees include works about racism, the American justice system, and school violence. Tonight's event includes a live stream conversation with the five finalists and Renee Montaigne, a former All Things Considered host who's now a special NPR correspondent. The book that wins will be featured in a community read this summer. The winning author will also speak in Aspen during this year's Summer Words. The viewing party starts at 4:15 in the Dunaway Community Room. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.